This is KUT. The enrollment period for the Federal Health Insurance Exchange ends January 31st. For many Texans who don't get their insurance from an employer, this has been an affordable way to get a policy in the state for the past few years. Because Republican lawmakers in Congress have committed to repealing the Affordable Care Act this year, this could be the last time Texans can enroll for health insurance through those exchanges. KUT's Ashley Lopez has the story of one woman who's been relying on the program since it was first launched.
About 4 years ago, the federal marketplace launched nationwide, including in Texas. And Sarah Mealy was one of the first people to sign up.
I live in Austin. I'm a house cleaner and a single mom. The minute it became available, I got on Obamacare.
This was the first time Mealy remembers ever having health insurance. She runs her own business, but doesn't make enough money to pay for insurance on her own. But when the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, was passed, she thought she might finally have a shot at getting covered.
It was kind of scary because I never thought that I would be able to afford health insurance. And I was really skeptical about the whole process, and I'm like, it's going to be ridiculously expensive. I won't even be able to afford it.
But she was able to afford it. The way the marketplace works is that different insurance companies sell their plans directly to customers through an online system. You can shop around for a policy that works best for your needs and budget. The program also offers subsidies to help some people pay for their premiums. For Sarah Mealy, this was a game changer.
It was a really wonderful kind of experience for me to be able to, like, go to the doctor, you know, for just a copay and not the whole payment. So it was a big relief.
For the next 3 years, Mealy relied on this insurance. She was able to take her young daughter to the doctor, too. She found out her daughter has asthma, actually. And finally, Mealy says she could afford treatment. Her insurance also came in handy when she hurt her back. She had to go to physical therapy for 6 months.
And if I didn't have health insurance, I wouldn't have been able to do any of it. But it saved me. You know, it saved my back. And so there's moments like that where I would just be so lost without it.
And this is why community organizers have been working hard getting the word out about the marketplace for the past couple of years. Foundation Communities is one of these groups. At their office on Airport Boulevard, marketplace navigators help people walk through the process of finding a policy that works for them. They've done this every year since the federal health insurance marketplace launched. Elizabeth Colvin is the Insure Central Texas director at Foundation Communities. She says the marketplace was created to help folks who don't get insurance through an employer, a spouse, Medicaid, Medicare, or the VA. She says self-employed folks like Sarah Mealy are among those using the marketplace. In Austin specifically, Colvin says her group also works with local musicians.
We work with people in Austin who are involved in the gig economy. So they piece together income through various jobs where they're not offered health insurance. We also see folks who have retired, but they're too young for Medicare. They're in these sort of gap years and help them get insurance.
More than 775,000 Texans had health policies through the marketplace last year. About 75,000 of those people live here in Austin. But this could be the last year all these folks have this option. Right now, Republicans in Congress are working to dismantle the Affordable Care Act. Here's House Speaker Paul Ryan earlier this month.
This is the first time in 5 years we will finally put a bill on the president's desk that defunds Obamacare. For years, Senate Democrats have been blocking and filibustering these bills. This is too important to let up.
Ryan says he plans to replace Obamacare, but he hasn't said what that replacement will be. In the meantime, Colvin from Foundation Communities is urging people to sign up for what might be at least one more year of health insurance.
Well, the contracts to have insurance for 2017 are in place and have been in place for some time. So we're confident those contracts will remain enforced for 2017. People have a chance to get insurance, and they're taking advantage of it now.
In fact, Colvin says enrollment numbers at Foundation Communities are up 10% from last year. Sarah Mealy has already purchased a plan, but she's scared 2017 might be the last time she'll be able to afford insurance.
Healthcare through the marketplace has been totally invaluable to my life and my daughter's life. And I feel like really, really, really lucky to have been able to have health insurance for 4 years. You know, and if that's all I get out of it, okay. What are you gonna do, you know?
Texas has the highest number of people without insurance in the country. The deadline for signing up for health insurance through the marketplace for this year is January 31st. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.